Thank you for calling Kenan's Customer Service Department for Prime Healthcare Services employees. Benefits quoted are not a guarantee of coverage, and all claims are subject to the benefits of the plan and eligibility of the plan participants at the time of service. Information provided is basic plan information and is not an authorization for treatment. Your call is being recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance. If you are a member, please press 1. Providers, please press 2. Thank you.
Welcome to our automated eligibility, benefits, and claim status service. Please listen carefully as our menu items have changed.
For claims, benefits, and eligibility, authorization instructions, or out-of-pocket information, including accumulators, deductibles, co-payments, and co-insurances, please press 1. For appeals or claim disputes,
please enter all 9 digits of your tax ID number, including any zeros, followed by the pound sign. The tax ID we will use for matching your claims is 36436318 3. If this tax ID is correct, press 1. To re-enter it, press 2.
It's important to listen to these instructions about how to enter the member's ID number. Only enter the last 9 characters of the member ID followed by the pound sign. If the member ID is more than 9 characters, ignore the...
The member ID number you entered is 10084200P. Press 1 if this number is correct, or 2 to re-enter it. Please enter the member's birth date followed by the pound sign. Enter the month, day, and year as an 8-digit number. The birth date you entered is April 8, 1975. Press 1 if this date is correct, or 2 to re-enter it.
For eligibility, including options to receive benefit information, accumulator status, and authorization requirements, press 1. For claim status, press
2. To receive eligibility information on medical, press 1. For dental, press 2. For vision, press 3.
To receive member benefits, you'll need to opt for a fax back. Eligibility will be provided.
Please hold while we retrieve the information you have requested. The dependent's most recent medical coverage started on March 1st, 2025.
The audit number for this request is
11993339.
To receive a fax back that includes benefit information, accumulator status, and authorization requirements, press 2. To make another request in this system, press 3. To transfer to customer service, press 4. Or to hang up, are you sure you want to speak to a representative? If so, press 1. If you'd like to continue in the audit,
please hold while you're connected to a customer service representative.
For benefits and eligibility, please press 1. For claim, press 2. For Prime Healthcare members, press 1. Prime Healthcare member IDs begin with PHM or PHU. For all others, press 2. Your call is being recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance. And provider tech support. This is Nicole. How may I help you?
Hello, good morning. My name is Nick, and last name initially is SSM. And yeah, good morning. And I'm calling from provider office and looking for a patient's eligibility and benefit detail for a specialist office visit. I also want to know that provider is participating or not with the patient's plan. So could you please help me with that?
I can at least, I'd be happy to go over that with you briefly. I can at least tell you if you guys are a tier one contracted provider, but the benefits and the eligibility, you would have to go through one of our self-service options, which is going to be the telephonic system you were just in, HealthX, or register for our MESA portal. Is this for a Prime patient?
For what?
Is the patient for Prime? Does the ID number start with a JPH or PHU?
Yes. A member ID starts with JPH. Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I can at least look that up for you. One moment. What's your tax ID number?
Yeah, the tax ID number is 36436318.
Okay, one moment, let me look that up for you. All right, it's pulling up now. It'll be just a moment.
Yes.
Wait for a minute. Okay, I'm waiting for this to pull up for one moment, taking a minute. Okay, I'm going to repeat your tax ID just to make sure I have it right here. All right. 36436318, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so you guys did not pull up as a Tier 1 Prime contracted provider? You didn't pull up as a Tier 1. And then you did say this is for Prime, so I'm able to get you back over to the IVR system so that you can request a copy in writing of the benefit summary. And then once you request that benefit, go ahead.
Okay, so Ms. Actually, I got that the fax back from the IVR, and I just want to know that.
Oh, okay.
Can I just
clarify
my some questions that actually the our.
What's your audit number from your fax?
Yeah, just one moment. Let me see this. Okay. Audit number is
119.
Yeah, 1199320.
Okay. And what's your patient's ID, sir?
Yeah, patient name is Tanya Conover, and ID is JPH10084200P as a Peter.
And what question did you have that's not on the benefit summary that you're looking at?
Yes. Actually, the provider is our provider is contracted with the local PPO, so he would be considered in network, right, for this plan.
If you're looking at the benefit summary, you would need to look at the next column to see if you do you know if you guys are tier one contracted with Prime or tier two.
No. Actually,
you see what it states on there?
Tier 2? One provider. We are not the tier 1 contracted provider, but we are contracted with the BCBS PPO plan, so they will be considered as tier 2 provider, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and actually...
What's your patient's date of birth, sir?
Date of birth...
What's the patient's date of birth?
Yes, it's April 8,
1975. Okay, thank you. And what was your other question?
Okay, just one moment. Just one moment. Okay, so the other question is that...
yes, sir.
In here in the fax pack here written as the if provider
your
is...
Your phone breaking up. I'm sorry. I can't hardly... I'm so sorry. Can you talk up a little bit? And your phone breaking up. I can't hardly understand you.
Okay. Now it's better? Hello?
A little bit. That's okay, though. What was the other question?
Yeah, actually here written is that if provider is... I mean the patient... is visiting any non-prime facility, so then the prior authorization would be required, correct? So the our office is in Illinois, and the we are not the prime facility, so there would be the prior authorization would be required, right, for any services?
If you're looking at the benefit summary, it should outline those details for you. So are you just wanting me to confirm that if you're looking
yes,
at Tier 2, does it say Tier 2 would have to have authorization?
Yes.
Okay. Were there any other questions, sir?
Okay, no worries. Just one moment. Prior authorization is required. Specialist office visit. Okay, no worries. Thank you so much, Miss. And can I get your last name initial and the reference number for this call?
The reference number is your audit number. My name is Nicole. My last initial is W.
W. Nicole,
yes,
and
sir.
The audit number was just one moment. Okay,
is your reference number?
Yeah, okay, thank you so
have
much.
Have a good one.
Nicole, and bye.